I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we had a chance to speak with Matt Zika from the National Weather Service. He joined us to talk about Winter Weather Awareness Week, which is currently underway in the state of Michigan. But with the very unique warm weather that we're having for this first part of November, we started our conversation off with Matt about what's going on right now. Here's more with Matt Zika.
Obviously, there's no doubt it's an extremely unusual event right now because it is so warm and humid like it's been for the last couple of days. And I mean, it's not completely out of the norm. We're not pushing any records right now this week, but there's no doubt, you know, compared to what we're used to feeling this at this point in the season in early November, it's very warm, humid, and tropical outside.
What seems to be the reason for what's happening?
Yeah, part of this is, and we may talk a little bit more about it, the overall El Nino pattern, which favors it to be a little bit milder across the northern United States. And we're kind of in seeing those signs, and they're probably going to continue through most of the winter season. I'm not saying it's going to stay 60 degrees and sunny every day through the winter, but there's a lot of indications that this is the direction we're going, and we'll probably end up with more mild spurts throughout the coming months, at least for the winter season, than we will with the real cold, persistent cold like we've seen the last two winters.
But that ties into why you are here, and that is to talk about winter weather. And although it is pleasant now, we know it is going to change. So what is the message with this week from the Weather Service perspective?
Really, the purpose of the week and the reason why the governor declares this week to be the get ready, we know winter's coming, and it's always usually done on a state level. And so a lot of times by the time we get to this week, we've already had multiple bouts of winter weather and cold weather to say, oh, we know we need to have made those preparations, put our safety kits in our cars, and have our snow tires on the car, find our ice scraper, our winter gloves, hats, and all those things. This year, though, it's been a little different. It's been so mild through the fall season. We just had one little touch of snow in the Marquette area, which didn't really cause much impact. And so now, with a week of 60-degree weather, you know, we're back to where people may have put it in the back of their mind. And we just know last year, in the Veterans Day snowstorm that we had, and we had 20 to 30 inches of snow, and then that snow stuck around for the entire winter.
Yeah.
So it can happen.
Well, the point is, and Matt Zika is with us this morning from the National Weather Service, the point with this is that, you know, you're looking at making sure people are aware, and it's probably with this kind of weather, people aren't thinking about it. And then when it switches, it's going to go quick.
Exactly. You know, and tomorrow will be a good case because it's going to cool down tomorrow. It's going to be 40 degrees and windy in the afternoon. So it's going to make it feel that much worse, even though it's nowhere unusual from, you know, and it's about where we should be this time of year. And that's what this week is all about, is the preparedness. There's no reason why people should be caught off guard any longer. Forecasting is getting better. So if you're planning a trip at the end of the week and you hear us talking about a big snowstorm coming our way, people should probably plan around that. Same way goes with, don't think that, oh, it's never going to happen to me. You can run off the road in the middle of a blizzard. Some of those Valentine's Day blizzard that we had last year was about as fierce as it can get in the local Marquette area. Mm-hmm. And if you drive off the road and somebody can't find you for a couple of days, you just need to be prepared to take those actions in your own hands and have a safety kit and things like that.
Sounds like kind of common sense approach, just to have those things in the vehicle that those of us that are used to this know it. But I mean, you talk about safety kit and a few other things. What's a couple other things that are good ideas?
Really having access to their latest weather information. So if they have a favorite app on their phone that they use for weather information or weather warning information, I encourage folks to have access to that. I mean, obviously weather radio is always something that's going to be there. People typically won't have one of those, a portable one in their car with them. But if they have that as their only weather information at home, at least they can get the latest weather warning information and know a storm is on the way. And then just taking those simple precautions now ahead of the winter season. You know, make those plans for getting your snow tires on now instead of waiting till after the first snow. Because I guarantee, since we haven't had any yet, the first one that we get is going to be a pretty big deal. And there's going to be a lot of crazy drivers out there. So mostly common sense things. And, you know, we sit here, we talk about it year after year after year, but yet we're still going to find a contingent of the population that's caught off guard because of the first round of winter weather.
That's the comments of Matt Zika from the National Weather Service. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.